Then, as Naomi in time told it to me, Ruth went stumbling, running home in happiness from the harvest fields to the parcel of land which Naomi could still claim as hers in Bethlehem. Mother, look. And she held it out, and she showed to Naomi her headscarf, pregnant full of good grain. Then she laid it at their feet, saying how the barley field where she had gleaned was Boaz's field, and how that he had shown her such favor and let her glean even among the sheaves. Why, she said, she did not know. But Naomi said to herself, not to her, I think I do. For she looked at Ruth standing barefoot there, in rags, yet resplendent in womanhood, laughing as she let the golden grain trickle through her fingers to fall on her toes and back onto the headscarf at her feet. So Naomi determined to seek me out, for she would know, as I did, the law that the nearest of kin must take to wife the widow of his dead kinsman. And I was the nearest of kin to Ruth that she knew. Thus does the line of life continue in us, and the great dance of tribal time go on.